Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's your favorite podcast. That's right. Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl, Mandy B.
I'm Weezy. And guess what? We coming to you live in Atlanta.
We are super, super excited to be announcing that we are part of the second annual Black Effect Festival in Atlanta, Georgia.
It's going to be a wild and brand new show that you didn't see last year. We're so excited to be back with our ATL family and our Black Effect family.
That's right. So the date is Saturday, April the 27th. Make sure you head on over to blackeffect.com and get your tickets now. Hey guys, it's your girl Mandy B.
Hi, I'm Weezy.
And we are the host of the Horrible Decisions podcast. Just wanting to let you know that we are being a part of the Envision Festival here in Brooklyn, New York. That's right. That's October 1st and 2nd.
Look forward to checking us out. We're going to be doing a panel there. I don't know if we've ever done a panel together, but it's not a live show, but we get to talk amongst you guys. And I'm really looking forward to being in Brooklyn, baby.
Yes, ma'am. Well, get your tickets now at envisionfestival.com. That is envsnfestival.com. Get your tickets now. We can't wait to see you there. Now let's get to the show.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl, Mady B, a.k.a. Pat the Stallion, a.k.a. Full Court Pumps, a.k.a. That Bitch. Mm-hmm. You know, I am.
Yeah. We're glad.
Go ahead, girl. I'm what?
Who is saying that?
Everybody, I am that bitch.
I'm Weezy. Nice to meet y'all again. We have a special guest.
That's
today.
Right. We in the trap today. It's giving trap.
Listen.
It's giving trap from Egypt.
I was
right?
Cleo Trapper. You know, when Aaliyah sends us the email, you know, we get a lot of PR emails and I'd be like, no.
We don't respond.
We really
as
don't.
As soon as we both respond. Oh, we don't respond, but as soon as we both saw your name, I was like,
famous
mm-hmm.
niggas and influencers, but you fun.
I'm lit.
Don't ruin this for me, bro.
I won't.
If I share the fucking videos of my homegirls, they'd be like, damn, she ain't sucking no dick. So let's start with that.
Oh, shit. That's all this is about.
Wait. No, straight. Look, we've got Cleo Trapper in the building.
Mm-hmm. Hey, round of applause. Look, come on. There we go. Let's do it up. Hey.
So for anyone that's listening that hasn't heard of you before or doesn't know who you are or is an alien and just doesn't have social media, tell us a little bit about.
And just fun. You're not into the culture. There's a long list if you don't know who I am. I'm Cleo Trapper. I'm that girl. You feel me? Hey. I'm a rapper. I'm an influencer, which means I influence the girls.
Which one came first?
I do rapping. Yes.
She's rapping. A grammar teacher.
She's a grammar
teaching y'all motherfuckers.
Listen, I teach more than grammar too. I'm teaching the girls. Period.
The grammar teacher shit really made me feel like some of the videos I watched. I was like, these are funny, but like, are there niggas I know that don't know this shit?
Yes.
Like, have
yes.
I fucked niggas that
you
don't?
You fuck hood niggas. Yes. They don't know the difference between
Mandy,
there and
stop.
There.
Stop. They learn yes. in jail.
They don't.
They
niggas
don't.
Have bad time to read in jail.
They learn how to make burritos out of Cheetos. That's what they learn in jail.
I've seen that TikTok too.
You know what I mean? They learn how to do Benihanas on a bed frame.
Which is a culinary art. Crazy, bro.
No, that shit
I
is
saw
nuts.
It on the stairs.
That shit is nuts.
On the metal stairs.
I watched it before, too, because you know these niggas in jail got FaceTime now. So it's like, he showed me him.
Wait, oh, wait. Wait, he showed you. So you got a nigga
he
in jail?
The egg?
Wait, no, you got a nigga got in jail? Nigga jail.
This is a TV. This is a TV. It's like, wow, it's fascinating.
Okay, so we want to have some ice. We have some icebreakers for you to get to know you a little bit, okay? Now, maybe everybody else wants to know where you're from and shit like that, but we want to know, Would you, if you had to pick, suck toes or eat ass?
I'm going to suck toes. I'm not going to eat ass because I don't know. Am I talking about not eating nigga ass? I automatically thought female because I'm not eating nigga ass. Ever.
What's wrong with that?
I'm good.
What you want to? You sound like you want to put your ass on a plate.
I'm not trying to say I'm trying to get my ass there. Hold on. Wait, hold on. I'm just saying what's wrong with that.
I don't want to put my tongue there.
But do you lick balls?
Yeah.
Okay, you know those hit the butt crack.
Girl, it's right there.
It's right there. All right, but like that's a booty hole. When doodle come out.
You know what it's like? It's literally like going to a door and deciding to knock and ring the doorbell.
That's
like
crazy.
It's right there. They're both all right.
No
there.
Shade. You, I might give
that's
it a
really
swipe.
Good analogy.
A swipe. I probably will give it a swipe, but I never did that.
A swipe with your finger or your tongue.
You've never accidentally done
that. Nah, let me not say no shit like this. I'm wilding. Nah, y'all got me wilding.
Okay. We'll go to the next one.
My next one is, have you ever had a threesome?
No.
If you had to have one, would you rather have two men or two women?
Two women.
Two women.
Okay.
Now, would you maybe eat her booty hole?
Yeah, I'd probably eat her butt.
That's fucking crazy.
I'd probably eat her butt.
It's like chicken.
I'd probably eat her butt if she's fresh out the shower.
Well, yeah, that's what you do. Yeah. We're not telling you to do it after they come back.
No, this is grocery shopping. We lit. I'm not eating your butt.
This was never a skid mark question.
Oh, no. Oh.
Like, this stinky was fresh butt. Out was ass.
Straight, yeah, fresh.
Oh, okay. Still not eating a nigga butt.
I feel like toes be having way too much going on.
I get it.
And like, you know, just sometimes they got to get in there a lot. Like, you know what I mean? You got to really have your toes pedicured.
Yeah. I also want to ask, because you were very fucking confident, do you shoot your shot or do they have to holler at you?
I ain't gonna lie. I'd be a little shy to shoot my shot, but I would.
You
like,
never shot your shot in the DMs or like at a party or anywhere?
I've shot a little bit in the DMs.
Okay.
I've shot a little bit.
What's your shot? Like, what do you do?
I reply to the story. I give a heart on the story or something, like little fire emoji. Sometimes I don't want to do too much. Sometimes I start it all smooth, like fire emoji. Like, yeah, that's what fire. I do. Like, that's hard. It's hard a little bit.
I feel like that's, in case a nigga curves me, that's my way of just being like, first of all, I was just fire. I'm trying to ask how you here. Doing, mama. That's all I'm asking you. I ain't asking you.
Oh, no, I'm a whole nigga. I'm just unsending the DM once I
are
feel
you
I'm
unsending.
I'm unsending that shit.
You are unsending.
And I'm unfollowing.
And blocking.
Like, nigga, you I don't follow,
actually.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, no, I ain't gonna hold you. I'll follow a little bit.
I'll like.
And then once we start fucking, then I unfollow because I don't want niggas all up in my follow.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I got caught up recently.
Yeah. Heavy on the niggas watch follows.
No, they do. They do. And now you can search my
friends. It's safe to do.
It's too much.
I don't like that. You stressing yourself out watching who I follow.
I've never watched two unfollows. I don't give a fuck. But I recently did the whole like three pic shit and then they like them back. And you know, normally it always works online. So I went to this party. I was at the Continental Club in L.A.
Okay.
Dude ran up on me and was like, you gonna act like you don't know me? And I was like, oh my God, did I fuck him? And then he was like, you've been liking my shit. Oh. And I'm like, wow, he really don't look like his pig thing.
Wait, is catfish?
He just was a very small man.
Ooh.
Oh.
But you can tell height in the picture, though.
No, you can't.
Not I look like you can.
Standing next to a door, you cannot tell. And it's angles and depth.
Nah,
so now
sometimes.
The door don't.
Nah, sometimes you can't. Like, I feel like there's something about hair to hair. Like, and then you gotta realize short niggas don't take that much full body pictures.
Hey, you're right. She's absolutely right. It's from.
So it's getting this selfie.
Are you a height queen? Like, do you like tall guys?
I do. But I'm not going to lie. I would.
She's had a couple short kids.
I was 2 inches taller than me.
That's right.
That's not enough.
What's wrong with
you
that?
You dated a guy that was 5'6".
Yeah.
Wow.
What is wrong
but
with that?
But I was young. I was like 17.
But short niggas got big dicks, bro.
Thank you.
Maybe thick.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
I can't say too much.
And maybe thick
on that.
But God is fair. And that's why
God is very fair.
He makes ugly people funny. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious. I'm beautiful, but my teeth are big.
You're funny.
that's because God's being fair. He's like, we're going to make you cute, but.
Bye. Bye.
And you know, I used to not have tits. So that's a fair person. You know what I'm saying? You that got the personality, God, but.
Just humble, and I ain't gonna hold you. If they good looking with money and a big dick, just know that nigga gonna break your heart and cheat.
No, that's
on
what
you.
I'm saying. Like, just gotta look out for shit like that. Like that, 10, 10, 10 across the board.
Something is a zero. Something is a zero.
Wait, not you just skip five.
When's the
nothing
last time
like
that
five.
Happened to you? What was the zero?
Ooh.
They be boring though. Fine niggas with money, sometimes they be boring.
Yeah.
So I need, we need to know, what's a zero to you, ma'am?
What is a zero?
Not having no money is a zero.
Okay. Oh, shit.
I mean, what's main?
Yeah, there we go.
You said what's what?
What's money?
Does it have to be more than
how many
you?
Commas are we talking?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like that makes the most sense. Like, that makes sense. So I know that I could be treated right. I know that you could give me what I would give myself. You know what I'm saying? I like that.
What kind of things do you think are your hard no's in dating? Like, if you got this, if a nigga makes less than me, that's not a hard no for me. But it might be for you. What are some of the things that's like, is it height? Is it kids? Why did the whole room
the
say
whole
kids?
Room yeah, everybody said kids whole time. I play stepmommy. Nah, I be playing, and it's crazy because it's my video that really went viral first was like, the save me a baby father. And nobody knows, like, she plays stepmommy real bad.
Not real bad.
Like, she really? Like,
real big.
But I mean, I don't know. Like, I probably have to say it's a lot with that, the height, the kids. Like,
short niggas are fucked, bro.
Money.
That's why you got to get
the
to know
dicks,
I'll be making it through.
I really think that's how short dudes get girlfriends. That's the one of the first
things.
Apparently they get them online because you can't tell. No, I think you got to meet them and then they like break you down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's how I fuck the short
nigga. I can't fuck with a short nigga off of social media. Like, that's a dub. Like,
wait, why?
Because all I'm getting is, all I'm getting from that is short. Like, that's all I see is short. And I'm just like, yeah, no.
It's gonna be a little brother.
No,
type.
You gotta catch me outside on some funny shit, like trying to make me laugh. And I'm like, oh yeah.
See?
You know, he's short. He's a little funny. Like, you know.
See? A little funny.
But still,
he's a little funny. You know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. I was at Chocolate Sundays. I don't know if y'all heard of it, but it's this. I didn't know it's been around for 20 years,
yeah.
But it's Black Night at the Laugh Factory. And the funniest people were short or ugly. And I'm just being honest. And a really fine nigga came up and I was like, ain't no way he's gonna be funny. And he wasn't. And the whole roll of bitches was like, we knew that nigga wasn't gonna have jokes.
Damn.
And I was like, wow. And then another chick came up who was beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, had no makeup on, kind of was dressed chill. When we were talking after, she was like, oh, if I do it up, like, niggas don't laugh at me. They start looking at me a different way. Like, I got to almost dumb myself down because for some reason, comedians can't be too good looking. So see, it's a real thing,
bro. I mean, niggas are funnier when they funny looking.
No, you just laugh just by looking at them. You know what I mean?
That's kind of true.
Niggas is funnier when they funny looking. It's a thing.
I said that.
Okay, here's one. What about Drewski? Is Drewski cute?
I ain't gonna hold you. That nigga funny and funny looking. And I love it.
Drewski,
I'm saying though, I feel like Drewski could get the baddest bitches. Like, no,
because he's that funny.
Well, he has money now.
Yeah, on top of that.
He has money
on
now.
On top of that.
That's like, true. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's heavy on top of that.
He got money. Niggas is, he's opening up tours for people and shit. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure Drewski's fucking badder bitches than me, so I hate to be one of the people that be like, I wouldn't fuck him. Bitch, I wouldn't fuck you either. But if there was like a DM slide, I'd probably be like, nah. But if I was in the club, I feel like that nigga could.
He told you a good ass joke.
I feel like he could laugh my joke? Way into to dick.
I'm like, wait, pound town.
Hey, that was mad funny. All right, we're gonna get into our vanilla shit, which is our news segment for the week.
Mm-hmm.
This shit I felt like was a trap.
Uh oh.
So there was a British lottery winner. This was a few weeks ago. That claimed his girlfriend, who was living with him and was already paying rent, dumped him, took his $4.2 million in earnings after winning. He's 39 years old, named Kirk, and he said his 40-year-old girlfriend, Laura, and him were set for life after winning the jackpot, which he opted to receive as $11,000 a month over 30 years. So it was recently revealed that his girlfriend, who lives with him in his $280,000 three-bedroom home in the UK, was about to propose to her, and they had plans of taking the money and turning it into a business. However, the woman took the money and ran.
about 10 weeks after he got the money, when it came time to move in and he gave her the money to buy a new crib and do all this, she dumped him. He says she took all the lottery earnings because the tickets was bought with her cash. So it was linked to her account. Okay, so the money had to directly go to her. Even though the ticket was his, I guess she swiped or some shit like that. So he was like, that should be my home too. We chose it together. It's the house we were meant to move in together. And despite his feelings, he still helped her move into the dream home, trying to like hold on. But basically the bitch was like, fuck you, nigga, I'm out. Now.
And they just boyfriend, girlfriend?
This is the interesting part.
I'm about to say, like, what is like, this?
This? I'm going to tell you what this is. This is when you're at the casino and a nigga gives you money to play. Then you win mad money. Is it his money or is it your money?
It's your mine.
I agree. How much did I win? $1 million? I hope you enjoy $10,000.
My thing is, what did he do to deserve this?
Oh, yeah. Nah, his dick was whack. And she was like, you know what? Jelly. I got money now. Yeah. I can probably get anybody I want. I don't need this nigga no more.
She was already living rent free. That. Now she was like, well, thank you.
She was tired of him.
Let me tell you.
It was, there's an underlying issue there.
She hasn't spoke out yet, but they're assuming that she hasn't spoke out yet because they think he's going to try to take her to court and sue her. And I don't think that nigga going to win.
He just the boyfriend.
His money went in what account, babe?
I bought it. I bought the ticket.
So he just picked the numbers?
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
he should have bought his own ticket.
Hello.
Like
you can't buy your own ticket, nigga.
You know what I mean? That's
how poor were you?
That's no, what I'm
no, 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 no. He was paying her rent. No, they were living together, so she was rent free.
That don't mean nothing if they was living together.
So, okay, here is the $4.2 million question. If you got a ticket that a dude bought for you, but it was your ticket in your hand, how much would you give him?
At a $4.2 million?
That was their earnings. Yeah, he got nothing.
It depends on niggas.
I mean, yeah, it depends on our relationship. It depends on a lot, though. How long were they how long they was together for?
Let me see.
It depends on a lot. Like, is he a cheater? Like, is he paying her rent?
Did he just lie to me?
Doing all this shit for her?
Is his dick dicking? Like, what's going on?
You doesn't say, but they were living together. I guess we can see. He said he was about to propose, so what, maybe 3-4 years?
Okay.
Can you imagine? He was like, damn, I'm going to buy you a ring with this money. My money, bitch?
She played the
I'm not here for that.
Every time I watch 90 Day Fiancé, and it's some fat white girl that, like, went and found a nigga in the Dominican Republic or some fucking random place. She's like, I'm just going to buy my ring because Domenico can't. Like, it'll be
buying your own ring is fucking sick.
Baby, just want dick.
Period. No, they want to be married. It's not even about dick. They want to be married.
Yourself. Marry
they be
yourself.
Like, baby, you knowing I don't have in the money. When we... Why are they rolling? Dog, they got a nigga on Love in Paradise. It's only on the app. Y'all got to watch this shit. It's this white girl with this fine-ass nigga. He's like 6'9". She said he got the biggest dick she ever seen. She said it's so big, they got to take breaks down to his knee.
Oh, my God.
Bro, he didn't got...
I'm sorry, the big dick like that, I'm scared.
I will make room.
I realize now I need to just large but not extra large.
Yeah, like
extra large. I've decided like nah.
Girl, I don't like extra large and don't know how to fuck.
Pussy is a muscle, bro.
It don't even be mattering. Yeah, nah,
I realize now I still want it big but not extra large. Not extra large. I ain't doing it.
I feel like if God hands you something like that, are you just gonna be like, no?
It depends.
It could be so much worse.
But that don't mean they know what they're doing with it.
That's what I'm saying.
Just because it's big.
I will teach you.
It'll fuck you up.
That's my problem too. When it's extra large, it only fits in one hole for real, for real. I told you I had the one where I couldn't even go past the head and I was embarrassed.
You would rather have a medium dick that could go in your butt?
I would. Large. That's what I'm saying. I would rather have a medium large. Yes, like, large. Let's get it into like clothing sizes. I would want an M/L because then it can go in all the holes. When it's like extra L, it's only giving puss, and then it like
it's only giving puss
because my mouth now I feel embarrassed. Like I gotta just lick the side like it's a fucking ice cream cone.
We not gonna be fucking for long either with that XL.
I'm gonna be honest with you. If it didn't fit in my
XL
mouth, I don't need my wisdom teeth. I've been waiting to take them out anyway. Take them out. I will make room.
Wait, what?
Okay. I want to make
the dentures out.
Let me go in. Hell no.
Bro, you like find out how big, like just tell me, because this is how excited I get. And I think I've had a lot of reaction from dudes about how excited I get about dicks. When I unzip and I see it's big, I just be like.
Oh my God.
I get so happy. And I'd be telling her, I'd be like, yo, I can't believe how long you waited for me to fuck you when you knew you had this big ass dick. Why you just ain't
fucking? But you never fucked a nigga with a big dick that don't know how to fuck?
Absolutely.
Yes. That, lay down.
You can't be that
high. Lay down. You know I ain't riding shit.
I just want to feel full.
Nope.
I want to feel full. I don't like feeling like there's.
Expecting that. She's not going to feel full.
It doesn't eat. Eat food.
I don't want to. I'm trying to be skinny. It's fashion week.
Now, have y'all ever had dick though that was so good that you were like, you know what? I think I'm good for the month. I think I'm good. I'm really full.
I was like, you know what?
That was too good.
The problem is when I get dick that good, it makes me thirstier for dick. Like I haven't had sex in 2 months, right? Which is a shame. That's why I'm wearing a dress right now. I'm inviting.
Dick
the aunt
behind me.
So, bro, I went to 4 fashion week parties, right? And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna meet my husband. And as the night went on, it got to like 2, got to 3. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm just meet a boyfriend. Maybe I'm just gonna find a dick to fuck tonight. Maybe I'm just gonna meet someone for 10 minutes in the bathroom. Like it got lower and lower the standard. But I say that to say, I actually haven't been craving it as much, and I think it's because I'm not getting it. Ooh, when probably. I'm getting it, I need it.
Right.
It's like I feel like I can smell a nigga and want to fuck.
Oh. Nah, I just have to. Nah, I'm good.
I got the imprint left still on my pussy, but obviously I want
the imprint.
To
dick,
so. Imprint, guys.
Yo, I want them to make a dent in me. Oh, I'll be okay. Like, fuck me up.
Ooh.
I don't want to fuck another nigga. You have to fuck me hard enough so that I won't fuck other niggas. So
you say
me.
That?
The tello.
Sometimes.
The fucking tello.
I'm trifling. I love saying that shit. They know I be lying because they know I'm emotional, but I'd be like, I don't want to have to like get dick after you.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, Clea, wait, you real honest. When you're dating, do you let men know when you got a roster? And do you normally keep a roster? I'm coming. Yes, ma'am.
I do want to know about dating.
I want to know, too, the rules to your roster keeping.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I don't be keeping a roster.
Okay.
I don't be keeping a roster because I'm like a real lover girl.
Oh shit.
Oh, hey, I'm a real lover girl. Like really, really lover girl. Like once I really like fuck with a nigga, I'm just like, all right, this is the only nigga that I wanna fuck with.
Okay, but yeah, he your boyfriend, but he don't know it type of lover girl.
Yes, it's that.
They were built to be on the couch together.
Whoa!
I know. No, what's your sign?
Damn. I'm a Taurus.
Oh my God. Do you know I'm a Pisces. Pisces.
Oh my God, so
yeah, there you go.
I know.
All right.
I don't know if you guys
the stars
know
and
that.
Moons, y'all.
But like for real, Pisces and Taurus, like,
yeah,
are a mess.
Like this.
It's giving y'all are delusional with the dick.
Girl, no, that's not it. But that
it's
must be a thing, though. I'm telling you, that must really be a thing. You weren't a Pisces, but you was a Taurus. That's
girl,
like the best match for a Pisces.
Yeah, we're like,
okay.
Because we're going to cry over some dick. And Scorpio?
I'm a Scorpio moon.
All right, we not universing and housing this pod, huh?
You be talking about manifest. You right there on the cusp.
I don't be saying manifest. I speak it to the universe, but the universe, it could be beyond the stars and moons and planets and
no, girl.
Shit.
Same chat.
It's just we in the dome anyway, but we not
you
gonna get into it.
You are 3 years away from burning.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I do appreciate, though, like... what you were saying though about being a lover girl, because like I feel like you got to have that hard front, and then that makes it more special when niggas like find out that you be cooking for them and be like, nigga free online.
I think niggas like that low key.
They do.
I think so.
But you're like, why you playing like that?
I get the other option. I'm talking to somebody new. Join Patreon if y'all want to hear who he is. And I just recently went to
Jesus
cut him off. Yeah, Black Jesus. Went to cut him off. Like, literally was like, you know what? I'm like, I told him good night at 5:30. That's how you know I'm really like, I'm good on you. Just don't hit me no more. Mm-hmm. Nigga popped up on me 2 days, like came to my studio. I was like, you working today? Mm-hmm. Yes. Nigga popped up at the studio on me. And I was like, damn. So we went to Dumbo House and was like, just chatting it up. And I was like, yeah, I was off you. He was like, yeah, I know. That's why I popped up on you. Because even though I'm lifing right now and you tried to cut me off.
I hate niggas. They
I like
love
you.
Me.
I like talking to you and I still
want to. Why do I have to treat you like that? Shit?
Yeah, he actually liked being treated like shit. I was like, oh, okay, this works too.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. There's one bad sign to that. And my mom used to tell me that. She's like, you know, a man is a Casanova type and they got a bunch of women when you just try to cut them and then they come back because they're not used to that. And she's like, mm-hmm. And so granted, that keeps their attention, which is great.
I'm going to get mine.
But
I was like, okay.
I do agree, though, because you kind of want a dude that like is locked in with you. I shouldn't have to fucking be a bitch for you to come to me.
But also, I'm not in the position now where I want to feel like I'm begging a nigga to hang out.
I
like,
agree.
I'm not finna constantly think it should be mutual. Hey, can we do? I want it to be mutual. So
exactly.
Yeah, like, I want a man to show up. Like a lot of men don't make efforts to. Like a lot of women, especially when they like really, really like a nigga, they want to see that motherfucker all the time.
Help
and maybe like, look, that's what
me.
I'm looking at too.
Oh my God.
And so when they don't, like you feel a little like curved. So for me to curve him and then him to step up, yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought.
the best thing I've done that's like been successful for me when I've noticed like longer lasting relationships, I'm really thirsty about wanting to spend time with someone, but I hold it in. And the time, like let's just say it's going really well, I'll deny it once, just once. Because I feel like sometimes you need to have that power back.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I can't tonight, but like I like really hope I can see you another time soon.
Oh my God, I'm bad at that.
Because I need them to be like,
you just be like, come over.
Oh my
or
God.
You, can I come to you?
I miss this fit.
You gotta give them one.
I be fit like leggings. I'm fit. I'm pulling up. You said pull up at the door.
Okay.
No, he said no, and you said so you hear instead of no, you hear pull up.
I hear pull up. I hear pull up.
I'm in the car.
I was already on my way.
On my way before I even asked you, can I come over?
Now, you are a love girl, but I'm assuming you might be able to put it down if you a Taurus. So, okay. Tell us, we have a hors d'oeuvre segment, which means it's our sex tip. We're going to hand it over to you. What is your tip, either for something that you need done to you that's amazing that you think people should know or something you do that's great? Give us your...
Oh, no shade, though. Listen, I know a lot of... I feel like... The reverse cowgirl is really, like, really underestimated. Like, I feel like that move right there,
it gets
the niggas going.
It does.
They like that. They like that turnaround.
We do.
And that ride.
Okay, Jocelyn. There's some hoes in the house.
I want to ride.
Okay. You know what, too? Back. Little booties. I feel like that's our time to shine.
It is.
Really? Knocking. It looks bigger from that angle. Is that what y'all are saying?
Wait, did you just say not me?
You got a big butt.
Oh,
I can see it. If I can see it when you sit, it's big.
And through the sweat. And through the sweat.
I would just sit up, bend down, and poke it out, and then also take a picture from the bottom for mine a little bit. But no, it does. Like, it's not only does it make it look bigger, it's just like, it's the best angle, and like, you get a little moment to bounce your shit, where normally you can't just like, you know, girls with big booties, they don't have to do nothing. They can just move it.
I just jiggle. That's it. I be like this.
Yeah, so when you got a little booty.
But also, let me tell you how these knees and hips, baby. Nah, the way I got to, like, go to yoga or something, I was embarrassed. So this nigga, we was fucking on the couch, right? And he wanted me to get on top. So the easiest way on top on a couch is like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fine, let me just sit on your dick and go like this. Yeah. It's easy. My legs work that
way.
No,
that hurt.
No, baby, he wanted me to turn around. But turned around, my legs had to be spread open. So I like got on top. And he was like, okay, go lower. Baby, my hips did not let me to sit lower. Oh. And I was like, this is the lowest I could go.
That is
you got to lift your dick up if you want to get up in it.
Yeah.
This, like, my hips were not allowing me to sit down because like my legs was all like, open and shit. I said, Nigga, nah, these hips ain't letting me come Manny, down on the dick.
I'm going to show you.
What you want me to do?
That position, it's literally, you don't have to rely on your knees. That should be easier. That should
what
be.
What you talking about when your turn?
You got to straddle. You have to. You cannot use
I
your knees.
I did straddle. That's what I'm talking about. My hips. Hold on. Y'all, if you. Sorry, I'm going to show.
We're on so YouTube.
I'm like, watch on YouTube. On the couch.
Okay. Okay. Like sitting on the couch, cheeks okay. out. Okay.
That's it, bro.
Manny is straddling so the chair.
Because I was like, I can't. Go
she can't go
oh, no, you gotta.
Okay, sit down. Let me show you what I'm talking about.
I was gonna say the same thing.
You gotta put your feet up.
You got feet up.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Wait, look. I was gonna give a demo.
Hold on.
I take it.
No, we see it. We're here.
Hold on. What you mean I gotta put my feet up? Oh, wait, like a froggy.
Put her in the middle.
Show you?
Yeah. You're the guest star.
Come to the center. Wait
said,
a second.
She said like a
so you're talking about like a froggy?
Go on youtube.com/.
Oh, it's giving that.
So, there you go. Bow, 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 bow.
So,
YouTube,
in terms of that, yeah, no, my knees don't work.
For the feet?
My knees don't work.
The feet is honestly
that's
the less.
Giving Meg the Stallion knees. And no, that don't work either. Oh, I told y'all I don't ride dick. So no, it's giving this.
Damn, Mandy.
You grabbed right
the chair for
one. My bad.
It's got one life to live.
What is giving? It's now, giving. I'm going to just sit on the dick.
You should try wrapping your legs around and only using hip thrusts.
Wrapping. I am 5'1" with tarantula. Not tarantula. What's the pterodactyl ass?
Tarantula.
Shit. Whatever, bitch. You already know I don't be knowing words.
It'll get it T-Rex deep arms. As fuck.
A T-Rex. Yeah. I got T-Rex ass motherfucking arms.
We need to get Tyobi back in here for
I got motherfucking little people ass legs. You see, I did good. I call it little people.
Good for you.
I got the little people legs. Like, I can't straddle nobody. All my niggas be over 6'3". What am I straddling? Ooh. They have big ass bodies. You know what I mean?
I like that for you.
Girl, I like it too, bitch. I like it too for me.
Like, it's very...
It's giving. But I want to get into the horrible decision because you are that girl. Mm-hmm. And I want you to help all of the girls become mm-hmm. that girl, especially because we are approaching cuffing season.
Oh, I thought you said we're all approaching in our 30s.
No, we approaching cuffing season.
I mean, I'm in my 30s, but I feel like when you said we're approaching, I was like, oh...
Nah, we approaching the time where
bitches get
more in their feelings
mm-hmm.
because the sun is going. We our days are shorter cooler. And we just want to cuddle.
I have to chase the sun so that I cannot chase niggas. That is
it's gonna happen.
Not kidding. Literally, I'm avoiding winter at all costs.
You can't.
I love it. I
get so depressed wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. Ooh. I don't know why, bro. I just be like, oh, my God. First, if I have a nigga, I'd be like, this is all we going to do together. Then if I don't have a nigga, I'd be like, damn, I got to be in the streets and in snow boots. Like, it's too much.
No, if you got a nigga during the wintertime, I feel like it's giving vacation. Let's go. Like, who want to be?
That's true.
Yeah, like, honestly, you're not going to be cooped up inside because it's winter.
That is the best thing to do. And y'all should look for a lot of different vacation destinations. I know, you know, going away for the holidays to a warm place could be expensive. But I'm telling you, my nigga, just Google, bro.
Yeah.
Sky scanner. Google your city. And the next part on Google, put everywhere.
You don't got to go out the country to be somewhere warm either.
I didn't even mean it that way. Like, just find a hot place.
Mm-hmm.
I think that vacations are definitely the thing for winter. And also, you know, you figure out if you make or break. Mm-hmm. I used to take so many vacations with my ex. Like, unfortunately, that was where we did the best. And it was because... he couldn't fuck other bitches on vacation.
Oh. Y'all fucked other bitches on vacation all
together.
The time. Together. You did. Okay.
Oh. As a community.
Fucking other bitches.
As a community. But he is a whore.
So let me ask you this. Without then being in relationships, let's talk about booty call.
Okay.
Standards and rules.
Okay.
Do you need them to come to you? Do you have a time limit as to the latest that you will go to get some dick? What are like the text message rules? Which text message fails happen? I want to know. A nigga wanted some
fails.
I want to talk about text fails. Mm-hmm. How has a man text himself out of some coochie when you wanted to give it to him and then he went to see you and he says something just like, now why you had to ruin it like that?
I'm dead. Oh my God. Let's think.
Tell the man what not to do.
Well, not to do. Don't hit me up too late, cause now it's like
what's too late?
What's too late?
Too late is like 11, okay. 11, 12. I feel like if you want to see me later tonight or whatever, you hit me up like 6. Like, I want to see you later. Like 9. Let's get some. Let's go out, get some drinks.
Why do we need food before we? Why does it make us feel better for a nigga to take us to eat?
I like that. I'm a tourist, and I like that.
Women like to eat.
I need my food. I need my drinks. At least I know that you care about, you know, make sure my stomach is full.
Her nutrition, right?
I'm feeling good. See? Like,
then let's.
That's a weight in a woman's
heart. Don't try to come like,
we know they be going through the motions. Okay, so what if he hit you? I need to see because I feel like I fucked up. What if he hit you like during the day and was like, I want to see you later, but later is like later, like
you know what time it is. You know what time it is.
I don't mind if you go in a club and you be like, I want to see you when I'm leaving.
Because I just got embarrassed. Let me tell you what happened, girl. So he came over my house late and I had like missed us linking like 3 times. So he came over. I was like, okay, you going out? You going to come over about 2:30. Mm-hmm. So my ass had an alarm set for 2 a.m. so that I could wake up. So I ain't miss it. Bitch, he came over at 1:30 and the alarm, I didn't turn it off. So he heard my 2 a.m. alarm set to make sure I got the dick. He was like, so you was gonna wake up at 2 a.m.? What's that alarm for? And I was like, so embarrassed. I said, nigga, yes, it was for your dick because I wanted it. And goddamn it, I was gonna make sure I woke up this time. Shit.
I don't think that's embarrassing.
I felt embarrassed. I just gave him all the power. This nigga was like, oh yeah, you setting that alarm. You wanted this dick, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, maybe you could have played that. I'd be like, you know, I'm on a strict schedule.
For a 2 a.m. girl. I'm on a strict schedule. Oh, yeah. I was getting up to go run around the block. I'm working out now.
Like, I have a client in China and we talk at 2 p.m. their time. So I was waking up.
Client in China. Look, she be ready with the lies.
Nothing. Yeah.
I'd do anything so I won't look thirsty.
Jeez.
I'd be like, I fell on your dick because I tripped.
Dang.
That's how I do
it. Try.
Fell on dick.
That's a good try.
I respect it.
Oh, trip on a dick is like literally my excuse for every time I accidentally fuck a nigga I shouldn't. I'd be like, damn, he skateboarded home. I tripped on it.
You no, you didn't.
I've said that to so many texts, bro. I, to be honest, I think the fact that maybe I've had a sturdy walk is why I gave a fuck. I really don't know why it's happening, bro. And I know y'all sick of hearing this shit every fucking week because I was looking through our, even though I don't have Twitter, I was looking through our horrible decisions, like horrible pod Twitter. And the girl who's like, are all they talk about anymore vacations and their exes? Yes, we are not getting fucked, ho.
Oh, no, speak for yourself.
Yeah, I am. Yourself. At the time that they were listening, whoa. We, like, that episode I'm talking about, we're not getting fucked, so what do you want us to do? If we come in the studio and be like, man, let me go back to 2010 when I sucked that dick in high, like, what am I supposed to do?
Let's, bitch, damn,
can I have a girl's day on the couch? Fuck. Y'all just want me to reminisce about the dick I'm not getting? I can't handle it. Fuck. So hope to God we've got a sex story from a guest. And that's why we have guests. We're not getting fucked. It's the best thing.
Yeah, but she in love, so I don't think she's going to talk about the dick.
No,
she
don't do that.
You in love. Ooh.
Look at
I'm looking at
myself. Look at Look, she's like,
does he have emojis by his name?
I took it off.
Thank God.
I hate that. I took it off. Let me tell you why I took it off. Because he wanted to see like if like how loud his phone was. I was like how my phone sounded like low. So he was like, call me. Let me see how my shit sound. So I called
him. Oh, he wanted his own ringer.
I called him and I seen my name had no emoji.
Ooh.
So you took his
emoji. But he seen that his name had an emoji.
How many emojis?
It had one.
What was it?
Okay. It was a heart. It was a red heart.
Oh, girl.
My thing is basic.
Why can it not have an emoji, though?
You got to do a cheesy one, off. Like a or
I
a
took
wet.
That shit off. That,
oh, no. My new nigga got a puzzle piece. Me. Black Jesus got a puzzle piece.
Why he got a puzzle piece?
Because I said I need him to figure out how I fit into his puzzle. Mm-hmm. It's giving we are a
yuck.
Puzzle. Oh yeah, I be having bars.
I am
don't do
gagging.
Me. I be having bars. And then my ex, he had a fire emoji, a heart emoji, and a hippopotamus because he was a hypocrite.
That's a lot of emojis.
Hypocrite, hippopotamus. Oh, I be getting real creative with my emojis, my nigga's name.
What? The hippopotamus is hilarious.
What? I just put that red heart. Like, yeah, I like him red heart.
Okay, now y'all gonna laugh at what I do. I don't do emojis, but like if my nigga pissed me off, asshole is calling.
Yeah.
Asshole. Change your name.
Oh, really?
And I leave it.
I used to.
Oh, that's not that bad.
I'd be like, oh, hey, can you find my phone? Can you call my phone so I can find it?
Oh, you be doing it on purpose.
Oh, what does it say? Does it say piece of shit? I'm so sorry. You were. And when you change, I'll change it back.
You want
that's nuts. I'm
you better fucking
pain. Bro. So with your dating life now, do you have a man?
Yeah. I mean,
is this situationship?
You heard that hesitation?
I mean, like,
if you got to use your hands to figure out.
I can edit it.
She's chopping onions.
She giving
Thai massages right now. Like,
oh my God.
Maybe okay. That was a rapper.
I got a boo.
Okay.
Ooh, that was damn, it took me a long time.
Okay.
It's okay.
This is when we go together to me.
Mm-hmm.
When we stop using condoms.
Oh. Girl.
Real bad.
Niggas will not use a condom on the first time.
I'm saying what she's talking about. I'm
gonna be real with you. The last dude I dated, we were fucking for months and kept using it. I just kind of felt like
it's cool and all.
I think no, but that's for me kind of like my line. I've had a man for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So now I'm like, if I dip back into that, you gotta be my nigga, bro. Cause like, I mean, I've had a boyfriend pretty much. What, 3.5 years as pot, almost 4 years as pot, which is fucking crazy when you think about it.
Yeah.
So with new experiences with niggas, I just can't. And I feel like all of y'all are hoes. And I know because they're all my homeboys that are hoes. I interview hoes. I be getting the whole mail. I know. So I can't trust you. So I feel like once we take it off,
But if you suck it without the condom.
Nah, but you can't think that once he take it off, he yours. You can't think that.
Oh, no, I tell it.
Ooh.
But you could tell it. That don't mean.
I'd be like we, okay. We're taking a step.
Yeah, you just have a large conversation before
you brought it back to large. It, you see that?
There you go. See?
Just have a large conversation.
Oh, if it's big, we rarely go together.
Make sure you tell her.
With your big dick. That's what I be doing.
You see how you got her? Damn.
Look at my you got a big dick, it's a problem. And I be telling all my friends too.
So Cleo, to you then, when does it become, nah, we taking the next step?
When I say so.
Not, you say from day one once you like him. Look.
Look how she's smiling, too.
Don't worry. He won't watch it.
He's
going to watch it.
Yeah. Oh, he on you like that?
Oh, my God. I wonder, because I didn't even get an emoji next to my name. So, what are we?
Niggas don't do that, though. Do they?
Not really.
No. I was about to say, do men put emojis next to women's names?
I really don't.
Look,
my girl got an emoji, but
my ex had an emoji next to my name.
Now is he light skin?
Nah, he's not
light skin. I'm serious. Light skin dudes be doing shit like that. I would know.
No, you can't say
that. I'm a light skin nigga. Okay. As far as being that girl, let's bring it back to that. What do you think are some of the things that other women could maybe take up on, since it is cuffing season, to make them that girl, to make them stand out amongst all of the other options that niggas have?
Mm-hmm. It's so funny because I was just saying this the other day. I feel like the girls got to be a little mean. Like, I feel like you got to be a little mean.
You do like a bite.
Why Men Love Bitches is a book for a reason. It's a bestseller for a reason, though.
Yeah.
You were thinking about
mean,
that?
What's being mean, though?
Being mean is like, he compliments you. He's just like, I don't know.
That's kind of cute.
We like the bite.
I like that. I like when girls do that shit to me, too.
I know, that's being mean. Or he want to link you, dub him like 2, 3, 4 times.
That's by then he done moved on to the next bitch.
4 times?
If he really wants you, he's not moving on.
So I disagree with dubbing him, but I think being busy. Like if you say
that's what I mean by dubbing.
Absolute no, I'm not going to do it again. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. That's you got to deny on cards. And it's the time that they think they really feeling you. I love to humble niggas. And then I'd be sitting there masturbating like, oh,
it's so crazy because I'd be after all that busy, bro, once we fuck is up, I got so much time for you. I want to see you every day. Every day.
Like, I'm doing an interview, but you better be outside when I'm done.
Men say that all the time. Like, a woman is busy until she get that good dick. Then out of nowhere, she got all the fucking
availability. You could have came here with me. Like, you could have came here, like, half time.
She's like, there used to be 24 hours in a day. Now there's 36 just for you.
I just want to wear you. Just put it on my little turtleneck.
Oh,
put
shit.
Oh, my gosh.
You said you want what?
Yeah, I haven't felt like that about somebody in a minute where I just want to put your dick skin on and wear it for the rest and sleep in it.
Not the dick skin on. This is giving serial killer.
Girl, I want to be I want to be crazy about that dick.
This is giving Netflix stock.
Bro, I love being crazy about fucking dick. Like, because generally if I'm getting crazy about it, you know, like when you're feeling like that, it's mutual. That's the best.
What's the craziest thing you've done? For a man that you like.
I mean, the crazy. Is it good or bad? Like,
yeah,
crazy. Crazy.
I trashed the nigga Airbnb like real bad. Like broke the TV, broke his laptop, broke his camera.
What did he do?
Like
his camera.
What didn't he do?
I broke everything down because I was
allegedly, y'all.
Allegedly,
this is
right,
giving vandalism.
Right, yes.
I was like, allegedly,
in her dream.
Allegedly. I mean, all right. So, long story short, we went to a tattoo shop. He said he was looking for parking and never came back.
Oh yeah, no.
He said his phone died. Like he was just making a mad shit and then just not answering. But I had remembered his location because I went to the Airbnb.
Damn.
I went on like
here, man.
I mean, we was fucking with each other. That was my summer fling at the time.
Oh.
You broke a TV for a nigga that was your fling?
I don't give a fuck.
How good
we
was
going together?
Look, see,
we was going together that whole summer. Like,
just not, he was.
Clip, and then like, he just disappeared. He left me at the fucking tattoo shop. I was livid. It wasn't even so much about the dick. The dick was good, but it was like, don't ever play with me.
Leaving you is crazy, though.
I pulled up to the crib.
How long did you wait for him to come back before you realized he wasn't coming back?
I didn't wait that long. I got two tattoos waiting for him.
Yeah, I want to see the tattoos.
That was a long time.
I have a butterfly over here, and then I have like a freaking moon. The moon phase is going down my back.
She was like, I was never going to get
got
the moon.
A whole half piece, a half back piece, and that nigga just never showed back.
Never came back. When I pulled up, he said he was recording some girl in the. I'm like, bro, what, bro? Open the door. Nigga said, you need to calm down first. Open the fucking door. Fuck is you talking about? He opened the door. I said, what's going on? What's going on here? You need to calm down. You need to calm down.
There was a girl in it?
The girl was there, but she had walked out. And I'm just like, what's y'all? Like, that's my friend. Like, that's my sis.
Oh, that's my sis.
I'm about to take her to the crib. I'm like, no, you're not. Like, what you talking about? Like,
because you're not about to have a car?
Let her take an Uber. Like, what the fuck? What's going on?
This was a Brooklyn nigga, wasn't it?
No, he was right from my city. I'm from Staten Island.
Yo, wow.
Well, I don't know what they do in that part of the island area.
But I might be a little day room because I waited for them to leave. Then I'm like, but I didn't know they left actually. So I'm knocking on the door, like open the fucking door back open. Like, what the fuck's going on? And then I realized that they left. So my friend, she's like kicking the door. That shit busts open. I'm like, wait, they left. Oh, nah, we trashed that shit. What?
Yo.
Allegedly.
Your homegirl hyped you up. Homegirl hyped you up, bro.
Homegirl definitely hyped you up.
Is she in the room? She was like this. She was making that shit with the back. I said, oh, nah, yeah, we in here.
What did he do when he found out?
He was mad tight. Like, we left before he pulled up.
Good.
So he was like, wait, you're here today. Why would you do something like that? And my laptop. I'm just like, fuck you.
Not the laptop.
Wrong one. Like, you really have the wrong one.
Now, let me ask you, because some men like crazy bitches. Did y'all ever link back up again after that?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
We linked back up the next day.
What? No, you didn't.
This
no way.
Hollywood,
no way.
He ate your pussy? To Miami. Did he eat my pussy? Yes.
Because we went. Trash his
yes. Because we dead.
Yo, just tell me. When y'all fucked again, we see like crazy man.
Ooh. I can't remember the fuck, but I know he ate my pussy after that. Because I came back over there. And then I was like, but I know he was mad because he's still talking about it. But it's like, if you don't, like, if you came to get me, you brought me back to the B&B, how much do you really care? Like, shut up. Like, don't cry.
Yo, men are
that
weird.
Is your each true Hollywood story,
like,
girl.
He really always talked about that shit. I'm just like, bro, don't ever hit, like, stop hitting me up, actually. Like, shut the fuck up, bro. You a dub. Like, talking about I'm a dub because I fucked up the B&B. No, you a dub because I had to fuck up the B&B. Sober. Done. No cap.
You're right. It was a him problem.
Yeah.
Fuck
Let
out
me
of
tell you, my
me
greatest in. Fucking fear is me fucking with a nigga who is single and I'm just dating him and whatever. And then I'm just chilling and one day you walk in. Like, if a bitch that would fuck your shit up walks in the house, like, first of all, I like to fight, so it's really not that. But if you that type of person, like, bitch, are you going to fucking kill me? Like, I don't know, bro, because I've had good dick. If I'm fucking a nigga and I know the dick good and a bitch walk in mad, I'm going to be like, hey, yo, bitch.
Yeah, she ain't say nothing. That's why I ain't say shit. She was irrelevant in the whole situation, bro. That girl ain't say shit to
me. But you know what? That's a really smart thing. Because a lot of women.
I was happy for her. Shit would have went left.
It would have went left. No cap. You gotta mind your business with shit like that because you don't know what that nigga was telling that girl. So it's just like, relax.
That's very true.
So that wasn't a final straw. So what was the final straw to get you to stop fucking with this nigga? If him leaving you and having a whole nother bitch in your face wasn't.
Oh, he had a baby.
All right.
With girl, the baby, not the Airbnb. No, not his sis.
But he had a baby and he did not even tell me that somebody was pregnant.
I mean.
Yeah.
How long did it go?
Yeah.
Was it the baby shower? Yeah.
Like how long?
When the baby was born.
No.
Yeah. He was like, look at the ears.
Yeah.
Look at the nose. That's his baby.
Baby was born. I'm just like, oh, yeah, bitch. You had a baby.
I found a nigga had kids from a tag photo.
But like, you didn't tell me that there was a baby on the way.
Because it was a summer thing. So it was already on the way. It was baking.
Yeah, by the fall,
it was baking while y'all was fucking around.
Exactly. Baby was already there. Like,
I'm trying to think. I think I had an abortion by a dude that got a girl pregnant after. And I was just like, so did she just say no? Like, what? I'm not getting one. Like, or you just was like in love with this bitch. Like, probably. This is crazy. Like, I can't tell you, finding out a dude you used to fuck with had a kid is crazy. Because
you used to fuck with like that.
It's mainly like, okay, was this a mistake? Or was like, you felt like getting serious? Like, what the fuck
happened
going
to me
on?
Two times.
That's why during the condom convo you were like
that happened to me two times because the nigga that I was dealing with was like it was like 3 years like he had got somebody pregnant the year before I met him
okay
and it was like we didn't know until the first like the ending of the first year and then we had broke up before he found out. I'm just like, wait, so you had got somebody pregnant? And it's like I heard about it too because it was like a rumor, but I brought it to his attention. I'm like, yo, so pregnant, they saying that you're the baby father. No, I'm not the baby father. Da, 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 da. I'm like, yo.
He was denying it.
He was like, I don't know her.
Like, I felt like deep down that nigga knew. He knew.
They be knowing like the niggas on Maury. Like, they be knowing.
The girl didn't know who her baby father was.
Oh.
That was also the issue. She was fucking hard.
Did y'all see the lady that had the twins?
Oh, yeah.
By
two different
niggas?
Oh, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. One baby was brown and the other baby was white?
No, did y'all see the TikTok of the two girls that look like twins, but they're not? Their mothers are twins and got pregnant by the same guy?
Oh.
Their mothers
was fucking the same nigga?
Yes! Oh, and they twins, right, so there. They both had kids and now they look alike, but they're sister cousins.
Wait,
so
did the cousins know?
They're sister cousins.
But did the nigga know that he was fucking twins?
Girl, what you say?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely knew that.
Oh, you mean that the twins know?
You thought he was confused?
No, yeah, I thought he just thought they were the same person. And he was giving us sister.
Actually, there's that show.
That's possible.
Hey, y'all know I love a TLC moment. After 90 Day Fiancé runs out, I'll be like, what else they got? And they got this show about twins that be obsessed with each other.
Damn.
They got these, y'all, you seen it? The two black girls that want to move to Orlando as they dream. That's my favorite. And then there's another set of Australian twins that want to be so alike. One of them was like, she's got a tooth that's rotting. So she had to take it out. So the other twin was like, I want to take my tooth out too so we could be alike. They have the same boyfriend.
That's a whole nother.
They wear the same clothes. They speak alike. They like got their titties done same size. They got veneers the same way.
That's strange.
Haircut the same. Bro, it's crazy. But I thought about that. I'm like, wow, when they have kids, the kids are going to be.
If they have it by the same guy. Sister cousins.
That's crazy.
It's giving Texas. All right. Let's get into the homemade. Every time I think of incest, I just do
that.
I just feel like if you're in a small town, you're going to fuck your sister cousin.
I hope now.
Okay.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Home mail. Now, this is actually some home mail for real. This is a whole confession, really. Hey, y'all. I missed y'all at the Roots Picnic and I had to go live. I had to live through pics and I've been listening since April and falling down your YouTube rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So this is long. You may not have time. Girl, just fucking.
We got time.
You had to do all that? I mean, but thanks for listening.
Yeah.
This is real story.
Yes.
Wait, get ready. That lottery shit was real?
Yes.
I thought it was a scenario.
It was a news article.
Oh, shit.
Girl, are you here? Girl, or are you thinking about that nigga?
People.
Okay. I have to get this story off my chest. I've been fucking my married coworker for the last year. We started off as acquaintance friends at work, just speaking in passing, but we were able to get closer in proximity and for a couple months and even eventually became friends more than acquaintances. I never really considered sex with him because he has a fetish for older white women and I'm younger than him and I'm black. But the energy shifted and the tension developed. One day at work, I was sitting on the counter. He came in between my legs and grabbed me by my thighs and my pussy puddled right then and there. The same night,
no shade.
We liked it. And my pussy puddled. That same night, I went to visit him because I had to drop something off. Granted, he may not have gotten my on the way text because I pulled up within 5 minutes, but he opened the door on with nothing but a towel, freshly showered. Even then, I tried to keep him in the friend zone. But the next day at work, he was talking big shit about eating my pussy so good that I'd come in 10 minutes. That's a long time. I'll be honest with you. 10 minute? Okay, whatever. So that night it was on. We wound up drinking and eventually he told me he wanted to watch me use a vibrator, but then he started eating my pussy and I didn't even make it 10 minutes. I was begging him to stop. So of course I had to show off my dick sucking skills. Ooh. And then he told me to take it. And I surely did. His dick is huge, thick, and I normally don't do big because I can't date thick, but his I could definitely manage. This is probably some of the best sex I've had in my 30 years and he's so attentive and every time we fuck, it's like we're in sync. It's gotten to the point now where my house isn't free for him to come over. He'll fuck me while his wife and kids are asleep, even though I was prepared to give the dick up. I know I need to cut him off, but he don't even be stroking and I'll come. And I'm annoyed that I'm wasting this bomb ass. He's wasting this bomb ass black dick on a white woman. So maybe I'm getting reparations.
Ooh, reparations.
I'll be real with y'all.
That's what
I understand. You don't see anything wrong with fucking niggas that's married. You think that's their wife's problem.
But in the house?
No.
Never.
She said what she said.
I think he comes over when the wife sleeps. So what's the difference?
She's like, that's still fucking.
No, I thought it was I don't see that. I don't see.
But here's what I was just going to say that I think is, if you're going to fuck married niggas, again, I'm not with it, but I do think black women playing side piece to a nigga with a white wife is wild.
Word. Look at
mainly
it like that.
Because I don't think anything's wrong with fucking white dudes, but I do think there's something wrong with playing second fiddle to black men. He's black, my bad. Black men with white wives. Like, I think that's so weird. I've told y'all a million times on this show my insecurities with my ex, always cheating on me with white women. And it was almost the opposite scenario because I'm like, he would always be like, yo, I don't really give a fuck about these hoes. Like, I've only had black girlfriends. I don't see the big deal. But to me, it's like, that must be what you really want. So to know that you got a white wife and I'm the side bitch, hell no.
No, no shit.
Like, that just feels off. Like, it makes me feel like shit. And I don't think I could do it. I think, one, you really should stop fucking this married nigga that you work with. Two, all you got to do is put that in your head. That there's a white woman over you. Bitch, that don't stop you from the dick. I don't know.
I mean, maybe not color, right, but you, all the married men I fucked, I never looked like they wives. I was always like, I did not look like they wives.
I'm not saying look like your wives.
No, they were all.
I'm talking about black men specifically fucking black women on the side and keeping white wives. You don't
think
that's nuts?
He got a kid with her? With the lady?
Yeah.
I mean, that's his wife.
I mean, I don't mean nothing but them.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, me and my friend have had those conversations. Like, all of us damn near have fucked married men and we never look like the wives. So I feel like if you gonna cheat, step out and get something different.
I never fucked a married nigga. Don't put that on me.
I mean, my friend. But we know you have it because you gonna make him your boyfriend.
Oh.
So she got me good. That's why.
I don't know. I do think black men that have a complex about only being with white women is a really weird thing. So to know that, like, you fucking with that type of nigga and he's married, it's not even like he fucks white women on the regular. He's married to one.
But this may be the one white woman that he got with.
She just said he's, like, got a thing for white women.
Y'all forgetting why she said she's going to continue this?
Because the dick is bomb?
No, reparations.
Not, she said the dick is the reparations. That's not enough.
She did say the dick was the reparations, which was
weird. Girl, I know it's good, but you work with the nigga, like.
But that means, and he your coworker, which means y'all make the same money. You got to fuck somebody with more money.
No, we don't know that. We don't know that. I disagree.
She said coworker's not boss.
Yeah, but
still.
She didn't say superior. She didn't say manager.
You don't have to be a superior. I worked in a tech company. Everybody next to me had a different role. That don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
No. Office, you got, you could, you work in PR, right? You have someone who's in marketing here. You could have someone who's.
Talk your shit.
But I'm saying, like, everybody, I'm saying someone who works in PR, you could literally have different team members across the board. Like,
nonetheless, she ain't said she was getting money. She ain't say her bills was really, being paid.
There's no
she
benefit she but dick.
Anything else but
yeah,
dick.
Word.
So to me, that's why I went there thinking there's no other benefit. This nigga not breaking bread. So I don't think he's in a position maybe to, because he's married. He's not even trying to with give you kids. Hush money. He giving you dick and you being quiet for dick. Girl.
She's sneaking over there.
It must be that
shit. I don't like that. I don't like that.
I bet you his wife calls it BBC. How does that make
you? Oh, my God.
Ugh. I like saying that. I still type it into my search.
I wonder if he's going to be like, yo, could you like tell me what I should do to my daughter's hair? Like, what if they started doing that?
Ask your white wife.
Oh, God. I'm just trying to fuck up this scenario so you stop.
Yeah, that's OD.
Bro, I hate. I recently told y'all that story where that fucking someone asked me that shit. And I'm like.
Have you ever been a side chick?
I mean, yeah.
There's no shame in that.
Was there any rules to it to you?
Yeah.
You be giving the girls the rules. What is the side chick rules?
It's, I can't say, all right. I would say that I knew I was a side chick, but he would lie. So as long as you continue your lie, like don't ever look at me and say, oh yeah, my bitch. No.
So you like to be delusional, like I said. You want to be lied to as a side chick. Got it.
I got to go to work.
As a side chick, lie to me. Lie to me, please.
And look how I used to always think the opposite. I was like, oh, because I'm the side chick, this nigga ain't got to lie to me. He could be honest.
You got to get lied to.
Don't play with me. What?
You would just play with me because you want him to lie to you.
Like, yeah, like
I'm trying to think. Literally play with
I
you.
I can't really like in my brain remember side chick moments, but I know it has to have existed in my life because I'm like so adamant about not doing it. But what I know is I really think I got bad karma with dating because one of my first serious boyfriends was married and I didn't find out he was married till maybe after a few weeks, but they ended up getting divorced and he ended up staying with me.
When did they get divorced?
Maybe like 6 months into us dating. So they were probably like already rocky.
Right.
I was really young. But I think about that all the time. Like, damn, bro. Like, I found out. And granted, I was 18. But still, I'm like, I should have let that nigga go. He's 10 years older than me.
Like, that ain't happening to me because a nigga ain't happy in his relationship. Like, that's his life.
Right. No shame.
Like, that relationship didn't work out. Not because of anybody else, but that relationship not working out.
It's not your fault.
Already rocking the boat.
You know what I mean? And if it wasn't going to be you, it was going to be somebody else.
Somebody else. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I would rather them choose that other person. Like, boo. I don't know.
Right. Boo.
I would.
Tomato.
I ain't no tomato on my face if I'm, like, having a clear conscience. I don't really think that shit's right, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of my homegirls is fucking a really lit nigga that we all know in this room. And I cannot believe she's fucking this nigga. And I be seeing her like the pictures with the wife in it. And I was like,
well, that was my favorite thing to do.
I don't like that shit either.
Y'all look sick. Cute.
If I ever was to find out some shit like that, as the wife, as the girlfriend, we got to
just ignore it. Dub it, bro. Like,
oh, no, there was one nigga I was fucking. I was like, whenever y'all ready, I'll come and join y'all. Like, fuck you mean? I liked all they pictures. I done reposted it in a story before. Like, goals.
You're sick.
Well, they was goals was to fuck both of them. Right. Yeah.
That's nuts.
Why is it nuts?
You know what I'm just thinking about? In the other room, there was a viral clip where that girl, I don't know what podcast it was, she was like, what the fuck these married niggas? I'm gonna fuck these married niggas. And all I remember is like, it went viral. I said, I know that ain't a goddamn WTF media. What the fuck is this hood rash shit? But at the same time, because their podcast gives Fresh and Fit vibes because they're just like a bunch of people arguing. But I remember people were tagging us in it because they were like, oh, y'all should have her talk with Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
what was her point?
Basically, she was saying it has nothing to do with me if you have a wife. Why are people putting that on me?
I say that all the time. There's nothing for us to argue about. We agree. They ain't got shit to do with me.
I don't think it was an argument. They're just saying like, oh, there's someone that agrees.
And I used to say it all the time. My married niggas was respectful. They would take their ring off around me. Anyways, guys.
Who's that respectful to?
To the wife. Because I'm walking around without a ring. So when we was out, like, I remember we went to a hibachi one time. And he, like, slid the ring off because we was at a table with a whole bunch of women. He got a ring on. I don't. So he took it off. So that, you know, nobody thought anything. Respectful to the universe. What? I don't be caring. I don't be caring.
Anyway.
Y'all, I want you to make sure, please go follow. I don't know your exact Instagram. I don't want to spell it wrong, but
Clea
I really
Trapple.
I don't know, but I might be spelling a word. I am. Yes. That's what it is. But like, I think your page is so much fun to scroll down. And I love having, by the way, this is just a little sad girl emo tip. I have recently made a folder of shit that makes me laugh or like instantly takes my brain out of like crazy intrusive thoughts. And one of the things is on Instagram, the save thing, my favorite videos. And then I could just like go through the pages. Black Twitter threads is also my favorite Instagram page. It's just all right though. But yours is one of them. I love to just go through a funny video. So I think Thank definitely you. Check your stuff out. Thank and also, you. Where do people listen to you and your music?
You can find my music on all streaming platforms. I'm everywhere. I'm on every social media outlet. So nice. Just tap in, Clea Trapper.
I love that. I love that. Before we get out of here as well, guys, I will be in Atlanta hosting the AT&T Dreaming Black Stage at the Revolt Summit.
That's so dope.
24th yeah. and 5th.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. And then here in New York, y'all know we've hosted at Sony Hall. I will be hosting the MBK R&B Live with Tone Stith and all of these amazing dope R&B artists. That is September 27th. Go to SonyHall.com and get your tickets. I'm just hosting. Y'all know I ain't singing.
You should figure out like a little, maybe you and Bridget could coach you on a few vocals.
Ooh. Yeah, nah. I'm giving ad libs.
Can you
so
if
you need an interlude, I also love, let me leave a little voicemail. Yeah, like, hey, nigga, answer your motherfucking phone.
Oh, bitch, I already told Brent, I need to be on a skit.
Oh, no. Everybody kept tagging me thinking I was Paige on Kendrick Lamar's.
Shit? Yeah.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar shit.
I definitely heard it.
And I was like, I would never talk to a person like this. My voice doesn't get that loud. Yeah. You know, whatever. But cop your tickets to both. And guys, make sure you also support us here. Horrible Decisions.
Sure.
Go to our Patreon. We drop BTS. We drop bonus episodes every motherfucking week. And if you are in either of the two top tiers, every month we talk to our patrons on a live Zoom and you can join us in a bonus episode.
You should totally come. Sometimes we like pull our titties out and stuff.
No, they pull their titties out.
You can get on there. It's only $15 to see them.
So join
us at
patreon.com/horribledecisions. I am Clea Trapper. Thank you so very much for joining us here on Horribledecisions.
I had fun. It was lit. It was a movie.
You're going to do some more PR today. You're going to be like, ugh, I was boring.
Yeah. Well, guys, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye. Later, y'all.
It's bonus, bitch. Welcome to another town hall of Horrible. This is y'all.
Hey, everybody.
I don't know if Barry sent the bingo card around, but basically, let's give it to you, Barry. What is the key word for this evening that if it is said, everyone must take a shot? Unmute yourself and tell us, partner.
I didn't even set it up. Give me like 2 seconds. I'll give it to y'all.
Well, you can set it up. Put it in the chat. Y'all, there is a card where, again, any of the words that are said, mark your bingo card, but also take a shot with us. As you guys know, not only did I drink pumpkin spice latte 3 days in a row, including on Horrible Decision, maybe I have pumpkin ale beer because I am that white. And I'm not really white, but baby, I love some pumpkin. And although this weekend is about to be 90 degrees in New York City, a leaf has fallen on the ground. And therefore, it's giving fall. The leaves have started to fall. You get it? So, fall, pumpkin.
I don't know what's worse, pumpkin or cat. You having a cat or the pumpkin shit, nigga?
Bro, black people have cats and black people eat pumpkin. What's crazy is pumpkin pie tastes just like sweet potato. So, technically, the way y'all all be eating sweet potato pie is really pumpkin pie. They just put extra brown sugar in it and shit and say it's sweet potato. That's all it is.
Bro, let me tell you something about these motherfucking white people in West Hollywood. First of all, it's a goddamn dog on my lawn right now. And I'm about to tell her ass to pick that shit up. Yeah, I'm here. Looking out the window. First of all, I'm outside of my own goddamn African-American home when this bitch across the street, Nina takes a shit on my grass. I'm holding a poop bag. Some of y'all were on live when this bitch was fucking with me 2 days ago.
So Nina takes a shit and the lady comes out from her kitchen. Her kitchen is facing the street in my house. And she goes, are you going to pick that up?
What if you wanted to fertilize your motherfucking grass?
Nigga, I looked her dead in the face, held up the poop bag so that she could see I had one in my hand. Why would I just have shit all over my own house, bitch? So then I'm like, okay, she's a bitch. So I get on live. I start talking shit about her, right? Maybe she heard me. Maybe she didn't. Confirmed she heard me. This morning, I have a friend of mine who's been staying here for like 3 weeks while they find a place in LA. She was like, yo, your neighbor is a wild one. I said, really? What happened? She said, I went across the street to say hi because Nina ran over there. And she goes, oh, at least someone likes me. I think your partner, because I guess she just assumed I have a gay look. Mandy would love that one. Your partner doesn't. I don't know really what transpired between us, but apparently there's an issue. Bitch, we got an issue, ho. You came outside in your robe, no shoes, I might add. Don't know why white people love walking around with no shoes on, and told me to pick up my own dog shit. Son, living in a house is crazy.
They told you to pick up your lesbian ass dog shit.
Which I can't believe that bitch said your partner. Why would you assume I'm gay?
I can absolutely believe she said your partner. I probably would too. I told you you'd be giving studs.
Well, maybe it's my car. Because I feel like niggas think I have a nigga car. Like the Matt Green's giving nigga. So maybe that's it. I don't know. But bitch, you got a lot of goddamn nerve. So anyway, that's the chronicles of what it's like to... It's just, the house shit is weird. I almost miss being in an apartment already. Do I love the
backyard? It's so crazy that you even say that, because one of like the things about my building that I love, I lived in the Bronx in Le Parc Chester for motherfucking 6 years. Ain't no, not now one neighbor, now one name, not a motherfucker. We would get in the fucking...
No. That's just bro. New York. That's not
in, No. That's what I'm saying. We would get in the elevator and almost feel like we ops. And we wasn't. Baby, in my building now, we get on. Hey, how was your day? Have a good one. Your dog's so cute. Hey, like, bro, they share drugs with us. We go and turn up at parties. My building right now, mind you, there's like only three blacks to where when anyone comes, that is
not
a
three clip. Blacks.
No, I'm one of the blacks. To where when anyone comes here, they be like, oh, going to, bitch, they say my fucking number. They just know everyone coming to my house when they come here.
Oh, I hate that shit.
I'm that you know, one in this building.
Let me tell y'all, they do that at WTF because we the black floor. And every time niggas walk in there, he be like, floor number five.
No, that's what I'm saying, bro. In my building, I actually talk to the white people. They're little cute ass dogs. Mind you, it is giving 101 Dalmatians. You know why? Because everybody look like they pet. It's really valid.
Wow.
Niggas look just like the motherfuckers they walking. The beast on the leash.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, it's your favorite podcast.
That's right, Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl, Mandy B.
I'm Weezy. And guess what? We coming to you live in Atlanta.
We are super, super excited to be announcing that we are part of the second annual Black Effect Festival in Atlanta, Georgia.
It's going to be a wild and brand new show that you didn't see last year. We're so excited to be back with our ATL family and our Black Effect family.
That's right. So the date is Saturday, April the 27th. Make sure you head on over to blackeffect.com and get your tickets now.